At 6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hopes to have 5,000 intensive care beds by April 18th. Officials say that will help prepare for more hospitalizations for COVID-19. Scott Bookman with the State Health Department says the state expects a surge of patients that could overwhelm hospitals sometime between later this month and July.
We also know that these patients are going to require intensive care. They are going to be severely ill and ventilator dependent for anywhere between an average of 11 to 20 days.
State officials have reiterated that most people with flu-like symptoms will not need medical care and should instead isolate themselves. The race for a COVID-19 vaccine is on, and so is the race for treatment. Chemist Jed Lamp with CU's Pharmacy School tells Colorado Matters that researchers with the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus are working on what's called an antiviral inhibitor.
Vaccines don't do anything for you if you're already infected with the virus. The most vulnerable people in society, so the older folks and people with pre-existing conditions, that's the group that a vaccine probably isn't going to help very much because their immune systems tend to be less effective at developing the antibodies to the virus. And so our antiviral therapies are essential to help those people.
He says CU's timeline for developing a treatment for COVID-19 is similar to the projected timeline for a vaccine, 12 to 18 months. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and two metro organizations are trying to raise awareness in what they're calling a critical time. Illuminate Colorado and Prevent Child Abuse America say the current pandemic, which has either forced parents to work from home or resulted in joblessness, has created a stressful time for families and that sometimes that can lead to child abuse. Both organizations are part of a statewide campaign to encourage parents and caregivers to ask for support when they need it.